This is Water Words, a fast explanation of a bit of water lingo. I'm Hanalei Myers. Today's water word is riparian rights. Riparian rights is a legal term for a type of water right. The Water Education Foundation defines riparian rights as giving the owners of land that physically touches a water source a right to access and use water from that source. In most of the West, the legal framework allocating water rights is prior appropriation, which you can learn about in a separate Water Words episode. Riparian rights are more common in states with more water. Some states, such as Texas and California, use a hybrid system and recognize both riparian and appropriative water rights. So, in addition to linking the water right to the ownership of land touching the water source, what makes a riparian right different from a prior appropriation water right? For one, riparian rights cannot be lost if the water isn't used. How much water a riparian rights holder can use depends on how much water can be reasonably used on the owner's land. But that water must be used in the same watershed as the water source. No diverting the water to other watersheds is allowed. Finally, riparian rights are also considered to be of equal priority. So in times of drought, the impact of a water shortage is spread among all the riparian water rights holders. So if you come across the term riparian right and think of a type of water right that is more common in wet places and more focused on water access than water scarcity, you're on the right track to understanding riparian rights. You can watch an animated video of this water word explanation on YouTube. Just search for the Water Desk channel. You can also find Water Words, the Water Buffs podcast, and take a deep dive into water issues and news at waterdesk.org.